This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Welcome to the pig team. Gimme the Hogs, Chuck!
You heard it here first. Gimme the Hogs, Chuck. Ooh, pig suey. You hear?
Gimme the Hogs, Chuck! Gimme the Hogs!
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the Hogs, Chuck.
McIntyre tries to go into his mouth with his right hand. Now trying to hear the pitch calm. They're at a fever pitch. 3-1 pitch. Low. A&M wins 1-0 on a bases loaded walk. McIntyre missed with his last four pitches. Ted Burton's bases loaded walk wins this game for A&M 1-0 in 11 innings.
Man, what a brutal way to lose the game last night. I mean, it was almost midnight for those of you who stayed up right until the end. 1-0. Texas A&M beats Arkansas on a bases loaded walk. You just heard Phil, and the Aggies will try to clinch the series tonight. Razorbacks have got to win either tonight or tomorrow if they're going to win the SEC Western Division Championship. But it was a long night. And as we begin the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app, I will confess I watched the game in two parts. I watched the game until the seventh inning stretch last night. It was almost 10:30. I just couldn't make it anymore. You know, you hit the point late in the evening where you're watching television, but you're not really sure what you're watching. You're dozing in and out. That's kind of where I was. So I stopped, and I went to bed. And then I got up early this morning. And like a lot of Razorback fans, I suspect, I grabbed my phone to see how the game had turned out, and I saw where the Aggies won 1-0 in 11. So I got up, and I went back and watched it. Watched the rest of it. What a brilliantly pitched ball game. On everybody's part, it was it was a classic pitcher's duel. Arkansas, after they recorded the first out in the bottom of the 11th inning. At that point, Arkansas had struck out 19 Texas A&M batters, and they hadn't walked anybody. That was with one out in the bottom of the 11th inning. Then a walk, then a base hit. You got first and third. You change pitchers. You come in, you get an out and a walk, and all of a sudden the bases are loaded. You bring McIntyre in, and, you know, you just heard how it ended. But, you know, Arkansas had some chances. They hit the ball on the button. There were not a lot of hard-hit balls. I'm just going to tell you, there were not a lot of hard-hit balls. Arkansas had three or four in the top of the 11th inning. This was Dave Van Horn postgame.
We just couldn't make contact with runner first and third, one out. And, you know, that was disappointing, but we needed a big hit. We didn't get it. And, you know, really, they didn't get a big hit either. We walked them in. And so it was disappointing, but really proud of the way the guys fought and really proud of the way we pitched.
You know, one of the oldest and perhaps even most misused cliche phrases in sports is it's a shame somebody had to lose that game. But it does kind of apply to last night. Two great teams. Two teams that have spent time ranked number one in the country this season. And when you watch the game unfold with the pitching on both sides, you know exactly why. Now, the Razorbacks did have one moment last night that we'd be remiss if we did not mention. Hagen Smith became the school's all-time strikeout king as he passed Nick Schmidt on the list. Schmidt had 345. During the course of his Razorback career, after, I guess, 14 more last night, Smith has 349. He was pretty cool about it when it was over, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, what I hoped we did that with a win. But, it's super cool to think about, and hopefully we keep going. I think just having a bunch of good guys around me is on our team. I mean, kind of lift each other up every single day. I mean, we walk in the yard, walk in the locker room, everybody's ready to go, and I think that's what kind of helped me a lot. Going in this year, just knowing everybody's going to support me.
You know, guys like Smith are really once-in-a-lifetime guys. You know, Dave Van Horn's been coaching a long time. He's been here a long time. I had the privilege of calling their games for a good number of years during his time as the Razorbacks head coach. He's coached a lot of great pitchers. He said last night that Smith may be the best he's had.
It's been great having him in our program. He's been a starter. He's been a closer. He's been a middle guy. He's done a little bit of everything. He's been good at all of it. And tonight was just another example of how good he is. I mean, he gave us a chance to win a game. Didn't give him much. They got an infield hit and one ball. I think he got behind the count 3-1. And, you know, he said, here you go. And one of their better hitters hit it. You know, give him credit. But he's meant a lot to our program the last 3 years. He's been right in the middle of everything good we've done.
You know, it's only natural when a player breaks a record, particularly when he breaks the record of a player in a different era. There's always comparisons. There are always those who say, well, he couldn't have done it in this era, or this guy that did it back then couldn't have done it now. You always have those types of comparison. Dave makes a point, though, that I do think comes into this to the discussion about, you know, all-timers. You know, Smith's done it in a variety of different roles. You know, the guys that he's passed along the way, Schmidt, Walling, some of these other guys, they came in as starters. I mean, they were starters from day one. You know, Smith's been a closer. Smith's been a relief guy. He's been a starter. He's pretty much done it all. And, I mean, you don't have to be very smart to figure out that when you're a closer, you have fewer opportunities to strike people out. So his number is very impressive. On the other hand, Schmidt pitched in more of a contact era where players were actually embarrassed to strike out. Now they don't give it a second thought. It's just another out. You got guys swinging for the downs with two strikes. Everybody does it. So you get more strikeouts now than you once did. There are always comparisons that can be made. I know this. Arkansas has not had a left-handed pitcher who could throw the way Hagen Smith throws in terms of velocity, who could mix it all together into one package, who could pitch the way he does while having the ability to throw at the velocity that he does. He was brilliant again last night, and Arkansas is going to have to figure out a way to win a game coming off a loss to the Aggies. It's the first time this year Smith's pitched and Arkansas has not won. Now, he didn't always get the W. Sometimes he got no decisions, but Arkansas always won the game. Tonight, if they're going to win this series, if they're going to win one game, which gives them the Western Division Championship, they got to figure out a way, and somebody else is going to have to pitch well, because Texas A&M threw their 10th shutout of the season last night. It's the most they've had in almost 50 years. Since our bicentennial year in 1976, some of you aren't even old enough to remember that. But it's been a long time, is the point that I'm making. They are very good, too. And Arkansas has got their work cut out for them tonight. Hey, before we move on to basketball, and I told you yesterday we were going to talk some more, hear some more from John Calipari today. Before we move on, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. You know, chances are, when you are buying a home, it's the most money you've ever spent. It certainly was for me, and I would imagine it is for you as well. You want somebody on your side of the table who really understands what they're doing. Doesn't it make sense if you're going to spend the most money you've ever spent? Doesn't it make sense to have someone representing you who does this 365 days a year, 24/7? It's not a side gig. It's not paying for summer vacation. This is their vocation. This is what they're trained to do. I think now more than ever, you need a trained real estate agent, whether you're buying or you're selling. The open line of communication is vital. Again, now more than ever. I can tell you my experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. There was that open line of communication every single step of the way. First experience was as a first-time home buyer. I thought I knew it all. Of course, I knew nothing. Thankfully, they knew everything. And they got me from contract to close. And, you know, the process repeats itself for a lot of us as we move through life. They've been my partner every step of the way. My experience has been great. I think it'll be your experience as well. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. Yara is talking about their new office in Branson. And you can always log on to WeickerGriffin.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All right, I want to talk a little more about basketball. We spoke of this yesterday, heard from John Calipari. We heard him talk about, you know, the putting together of the roster, which is not yet complete, but scheduling is something that has already come up. Cal was asked about that this week. He met with the media types down in Little Rock. They asked him specifically about the possibility of Arkansas playing Memphis. Penny Hardaway brought it up the other day. Now, of course, the irony here is Cal's the one that killed the series years ago when he was the Memphis head coach. This is what he had to say earlier this week.
So after I got five guys, so I felt comfortable that I could start doing other things, I said, let me see the schedule.
There is no schedule.
There was no schedule. So now I'm starting from scratch. You know, got to get the national stuff done first. We've been called by CBS, ESPN, different events. They want us in, but I got to get through that. As we get through that, and then you'll look, do we want to do any home and homes? But we'll see. I mean, I have fond memories of Memphis and my time there, so we'll see how it all plays out. Can't be too top heavy, but you do want to have a schedule that challenges you and also gets you on national television, puts you out there where people want to see it.
The only thing beyond the SEC slate that has been released, and we don't know really, I mean, we don't know the when, we know the where, we know the opponent, but we don't know any more than that. But aside from that, all we really know is that they've got this tournament scheduled out in San Diego. And this was a must-scheduled event. It was by and for must. I mean, he was going back to San Diego, and Arkansas was going to play in that tournament there, and it was going to be a triumphant return. But now, of course, he's gone. And I don't know enough about it to know that, you know, I don't know if Cal wants to play in it. I don't know. If he doesn't, I don't know if you can get out of it. I don't know about that either. Sometimes you're saddled with a schedule. As you just heard him say a moment ago, there's really not much of one. But clearly, the Calipari brand. Clearly, the fact that you've got so many all-star college players and future college players who are going to suit up for the Razorbacks, it stands to reason there are going to be marquee games. There are going to be made-for-television matchups. I would suspect they would happen early. And we'll have to see how it goes, as he says. But, you know, people want to play. If they want to play the best teams, if you're a program like Memphis, for example, we've spoken of them already this morning, and there are others like them. If you're a program like that and you fancy yourself as ascending, you know, you want to latch yourself on to Calipari's brand. You want to have a game against that guy, because if you beat him, everybody's going to be talking about you. So I would suspect that when it's all said and done, and the schedule is completed, We're going to be very excited about the way it looks. Hey, I don't know if you've downloaded the Bet Saracen app yet, but if you have not, you're really not ready for the big sports weekend. You know, we talk about how it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app and how it's Vegas, Arkansas style. Here's what we mean. You've got the opportunities to wager on the Razorbacks. Wager on Razorback games. You had a chance last night. You'll have a chance to do it again tonight. You've got in-game bets. You've got parlays. You've got all the things that make it fun, really. That's what the difference is with the Bet Saracen app. Now, I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I also know that there are laws in our state that keep a lot of these national sports betting apps from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most prepared and if you're going to have the most fun, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. Hey, I'll tell you what the talk of the town is as we head into the weekend. The Razorback Softball Regional at Bogle Park. Should be a full house later today. If the Razorbacks are doing well, full houses as we move through the weekend. Starts late this afternoon. Here's the deal. Arkansas is the number 12 national seed. They're the top seed in the four-team regional. It's like baseball. If you win the regional, you move on to a super regional. You win the super regional, go to the Women's College World Series. First things first, got to win the opening round. Arkansas is the top seed. They'll play fourth-seeded Southeast Missouri State tonight at 7:30. SEMO was in here in early March for the Woo Pig Classic. And Arkansas beat them twice, 2-0, 6-5 in 8 innings. SEMO won the Ohio Valley. That's what got them here. Their schedule in terms of toughness, top 20 in the country. This is Courtney Dyfel.
They're in a completely different spot than they were when we played them before. It was a few months ago, so it doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was also a lifetime ago. And I feel like we're a different team, and I feel like they're a different team. Watching video and just kind of seeing where they've been. They won their conference championship, and they're playing really well right now. And so what I remember is their batters take hacks. They have a lot of lefties. They punished our misses. And they have pitchers that keep you off balance with a lot of mixed speeds. So we know it's going to be a big battle. You know, when you get to the postseason, you everybody's fighting for their lives. And everyone's at a different level of how they got there. They won their conference championship. We went through the grind of the SEC. And so we both are going to be ready and prepared, and we're looking forward to it.
Villanova and Arizona play this afternoon. Arizona's the 2 seed. Villanova's the 3 seed. Arkansas and SEMO tonight at 7:30. The two winners play tomorrow afternoon. Somebody will advance into the Supers. Arkansas is the number 12 national seed, plays at home this weekend, assuming the national seed they are paired opposite in the overall bracket. Assuming that team wins their regional, Arkansas would have to travel if they win their regional. Of course, if Arkansas wins their regional and the national seed loses, Arkansas might play at home. First things first, got to win tonight, 7:30 at Bogle Park. All right, that's it for the week. Hope it's been a good week for you. Baseball tonight, softball all weekend long, other stuff to watch as well. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.